This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I'm here.
Live from Kansas City, it's the Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown, Kansas City! Rookie Xavier Worthy!
This is probably the worst game we're going to play all year. So this is the best that they got. I mean, good luck in the postseason.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Jets running back Breece Hall. Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Coming up, Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. Plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show, live from Kansas City at the Total Wireless Studio. Get unlimited data that never slows you down for less than $30 a month. That's the new Total Wireless. It is the final hour of our final day in our three-day residency here in Kansas City, Missouri, home of the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, and also one of the top wild card teams in the American League, Kansas City Royals. And joining us in the middle of this hour is Bobby Witt Jr.,
nice.
One of the best players in Major League Baseball. We're very excited to meet this kid,
yeah.
and very excited to have him out here on this show. And that's kind of a way I want to start our final hour here on this program here in Kansas City for our three-day stay here, just to kind of give our flowers to the fans that
no
are here
doubt.
In this town.
Oh, yeah.
No. And because the thing that is not lost on you when you attend a Chiefs game is the color red. And it's kind of funny. You know, last night while I don't care how I'm going to out you folks, but the story goes that, you know, 12 of you were at the game last
yes,
night in the
correct,
same row.
Correct.
And somebody on the crew said to somebody else on the crew
yep.
to check out the girl in red.
Yes.
Okay. And there's like 60,000 of them in the stadium,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And you're just kind of like, right? Okay, I mean, where?
But the thing that you get, well, Jay Felly, all right, way to go.
Of course it was Felly.
Sorry, man. I know that, you know, you're recently married and all that good stuff. But,
wow.
But you're not dead, sir, clearly. All right, but the bottom line is my point.
Yeah, please.
let's get there fast.
My point is this.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Is that as if the Chiefs don't have enough of an advantage with Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce. Or Chris Jones, or Andy Reid, or Brett Veach, who Eric Stonestreet brought as a surprise for us,
yeah.
the
Factor.
General manager, okay?
Factor.
And everybody else with the Kansas City Chiefs organization and roster. The fact that this team has a home field advantage like the one we saw last night also appears to be, if you're out there thinking something's unfair, it does appear to feel a little bit unfair. Now, you also have to give it up to the Ravens for almost winning a damn near winning a ball game in that environment.
Yeah.
And also, coming out the gate and scoring a touchdown on their first drive.
Was really impressive because they had a lot of penalties on that drive.
Well, not just that, but I ask you this. Last night was your first game here in Arrowhead, right?
Yes.
Same for you?
Yes, sir.
When you hear the conversation throughout the season about the loudest stadium in the NFL, mm-hmm. and you hear Arrowhead, I imagine, if you haven't been to a game in Arrowhead, you're like, okay, louder than a dome, louder than
right.
Seattle, where the 12th man.
Seattle's pretty loud.
Dude, am I wrong or am I wrong here? Like, that's serious. Like, ear splitting.
Serious.
Yeah, but they had like 142 decibels they wanted to reach up on the board, and then the crowd did it.
It's serious.
It was.
Yeah.
Right?
The Apple Watch kept going off. The decibel, yep. Yep. I'm like, yeah, I know. I know I'm in an area of loudness.
Mooch tells a story that he was warned before his first game coaching in Kansas City that it's really loud. Mm-hmm. And he thought to himself, okay, the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Sure, loud as
And
loud.
He's standing there on the sideline during the national anthem, hand over his heart, you know, into the national anthem, thinking about the game while also singing the national anthem, and it's then home of the Chiefs. He said the Chiefs just came rolling over him, and he just looked around going, geez, like, that is right. And he told us that story before the first game I ever attended in Arrowhead, which is the first ever Thursday night game in the history of NFL Network. It was the Broncos at Chiefs Thanksgiving night game, our first ever game in Thanksgiving of 2006. And it's real, folks. I got to tell you, it is 100% real. So you're not just, when you come in here battling Mahomes and Kelsey and Jones and Reed, and it's a real deal thing here.
About some fanatics.
And they all are out of their minds with glee and joy that they cannot believe that this is happening in their town for their team that went half a century between Super Bowl seasons, let alone Super Bowl wins.
Yeah, one thing, too, I was thinking about while at the game last night, and I say this knowing that I am part of the problem sometimes in Los Angeles. It is a real home field advantage.
100%.
Unlike that the Chargers and Rams are dealing with and having to go through in L.A., and I just think, wow, these guys love the Chiefs more than anything, and they really support the team, and it is so loud.
It's like a college atmosphere.
It is exactly like a college atmosphere, and that's got to help them when they play the home games.
Yep. Which means it's so impressive when someone like Burrow comes in here
and beats them. It's impressive when they lose a home game. It's like, wow, how did the opposing team
last year
come in here and do this when they are so full-throated and so supportive, and it's literally nothing but red. Yes, there was dots of purple throughout the stadium last night.
Random jerseys.
But it was not enough to make a difference in the way that the Chiefs have an advantage at Arrowhead. It was really impressive.
Richard, at one point, I literally was like, I wish I would have brought something to cover
earplugs.
Earplugs or something. Yeah, it's loud. That loud.
Yeah. It's the real thing. Yeah. And it's great to see. And if anybody's ever wants to see a game in Arrowhead, you should do it. Certainly while the circus is playing there now. Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Yep. Taylor Swift showing up, the whole place going nuts, handing her friendship bracelets in the middle of the game. Like the most famous pop culture, personality on the planet is a fan of the team, you know? And it really is amazing what's happening here in Kansas City. I kind of wanted to say that in advance of Bobby Witt Jr. coming out here, in advance of us hanging here for 3 days.
It's awesome.
And the red carpet being rolled out here, you know, here at the Harlow in downtown Kansas City, where it's under a ton of construction because they're getting ready for the World Cup coming here in a couple of years.
Yep.
And so it's a great sports town. It's fun. And I just wanted to, you know, deliver the flowers.
Yeah, great sports. And Rich, we've been here for other events, Big Slick, and we were here for the Royals game a few years ago, and everyone's just so nice and welcoming. It really is like the Midwest charm. It was awesome.
We were sitting there right after the rain had stopped, the sun shining, and we're just taking it all in. I know we looked at each other, was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, and like the sun was setting as the clouds were clearing.
It's football,
like,
It's football. Week one, as we already know, is underway for the 2024 season. Every single Friday during the season, if you're somehow new to this program, one, where you been? Two, we thank you for your viewership. And three, you'll see we have a cadence. We already did What's More Likely, our usual Friday staple, but that's year-round. During the football season, every single Friday, I will deliver to you the most intriguing matchups for the rest of that week. So this being just like any other Friday, except we're here in Kansas City. Here are the top five most intriguing matchups for the rest of week one presented by Lowe's. Here we go.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, here we go. Number five on this list for the rest of week number one. I predicted this team to win their division, and this other team has been deposed as arguably the best team in their division. How about the Jacksonville Jaguars starting off the 2024 season in Miami? How about them apples? How about two of the three teams in Florida facing off against each other in a game that will be big for AFC tiebreakers, in a game that will be big for who gets a leg up in their own division against one another? Can the Dolphins take that step up and show that last year that they can beat teams that have a lot of hopes around them and also a quarterback like Trevor Lawrence? The two newly pizzed quarterbacks, a lot of people wondering if they're worth their money, will be going against one another. Calvin Ridley is gone. Gabe Davis is in. Josh Hines Allen, first time as a hyphenate, coming for Tua to try and hurry him up. Jalen Ramsey, we're wondering if he's going to play in this game. He has been pizzed. He's now the highest paid cornerback in the league. Tyreek Hill, as the freshly minted, as voted by his peers, number one player. in the National Football League. This will be a lot of fun in week number one. That's an early game on CBS, as called by yesterday's first hour guest, Kevin Harlan. Number four on this list, we've been talking about this for a while. I'm putting it on the marquee. Russell Wilson's debut as a captain and starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, taking on the Atlanta Falcons, putting out Kirk Cousins on the field for the first time as a Falcon, coming back from an Achilles injury of his own. Raheem Morris's debut as a head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Bijan Robinson, year two for him. Lots of expectations for the Atlanta Falcons. And can Mike Tomlin's Steelers, with Patrick Queen now in the middle of that defense, be improved on the offensive side of the ball and win a big-time game on the road to start? It is going to be Steelers and Falcons. That's another early window game on Fox. Number three, it's your varsity game.
Come on, baby, let's go. Finally.
Tom Brady in the booth.
Tom Brady.
Will Dak Prescott have a new contract in hand, or will we already know by the time he sets foot on the field in Ohio that the Dallas Cowboys are letting him walk into a walk year in their all-in season? CeeDee Lamb has been paid. It's the battle of number fours. We've got Deshaun Watson, and whether he is going to be an elite quarterback again for an elite defense that is going to be ready for the dog pound to be woofing in their behavior. Amari Cooper, do we call this a revenge game? Dallas at Cleveland. This is going to be an outstanding contest. We're looking forward to. That's a late window on Fox. Again, it is Tom Brady's debut as a broadcaster for the NFL on Fox. Number two, Sunday Night Football. It was the best wild card game last year. Matthew Stafford's back in Detroit, and this will be on the heels of Texas playing Michigan. It's one of the best football weekends in the history of the state of Michigan.
No doubt.
Texas, Michigan on Saturday, and then Sunday Night Football. Matthew Stafford taking on the Lions team that won and done them last year. Can they set foot in Michigan and lay down a marker for them for the rest of the NFC campaign? I cannot wait for this game. It is Sunday Night Football on NBC. Then number one, this is not a homer pick, gents. This is the real deal. The Jets are putting Aaron Rodgers back under center.
There we go.
And the guy who blew out his Achilles and Leonard Floyd is actually on the other team again.
Here we go.
And it's going to be Brock Purdy and the Niners coming off of their disheartening and gutting Super Bowl overtime loss. Everybody's been paid. Everybody's under contract. Everybody's ready to roll. Aaron Rodgers is healthy again. Breece Hall is ready to roll. And Garrett Wilson's ready to roll. And Mike Williams is ready to roll and healthy. Yeah. And this defense is championship quality. It's going to be on and cracking on the worldwide leader in sports on Monday Night Football. Top five most intriguing matchups of week number one. And I do have one more.
Here it is. Hold it.
No more. All right, we'll get one more.
Thank you. We'll get one more. By the way, they're back together again. Is
Ocean's George 14 and, maybe coming
maybe
out
so.
Soon?
Yeah. George and Brad Pitt. I'll do this. One more. He's back in the National Football League. Everybody, he's Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, geez.
And his quarterback, who's great in a stuck elevator, is going to come back out there. We'll see what happens with Justin Herbert and the Chargers take on the Raiders.
Elevator.
And you want to talk about a home field advantage. Chargers usually don't have it when the Raiders are in town.
Right?
And we'll see what happens in Jim Harbaugh's first game. And if the Raiders fans show up in full throat, does Jim say something from the podium after? Because that's the sort of stuff he might do.
And
we'll see what the Chargers look like. Did you see they have a fullback? And the official fullback is 6'4" and 300 pounds and wears number 99. That's how Jim is coming into the National Football League into his first game as the head coach of the Chargers against a Raiders team that's got Gardner Minshew and Antonio Pierce and Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins. I can't wait for this game. It's late window on CBS. And those are my top five most intriguing matchups of week number one presented by Lowe's. And that's the official partner, Lowe's, of the National Football League. It's easier to make the right calls with the right team. So kick off your next home improvement project with Lowe's. Lowe's knows home improvement. I got to tell you, man, I am so honored and excited for our next guest because I've never met this man, but I love watching him play baseball, as does every single human being in Kansas City. This guy could run for mayor if he wasn't one of the best baseball players on planet Earth. Bobby Witt Jr. is here from the Kansas City Royals on the Rich Eisen Show, live from Kansas City. He is next. Don't you dare move.
Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on the Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Guys, look who's here.
Hey,
on the Roku Sports Channel, on the Rich Eisen Show in Kansas City. Truly one of the best baseball players on planet Earth, and just only a couple years into his pro career, Bobby Witt Jr. from the Kansas City Royals is here. Good to see you, man. How are you?
Yes, sir. Great to be here. Great. Thank you for having me.
Are you real, again, I know you're humble, but do you realize how popular you are in this town, Bobby? Has it sunk in on you yet?
A little bit. Getting there. We were actually went to the Chiefs game last night.
You did.
And so getting in and out it's getting more difficult. I've gone to probably 4 games now, and now getting noticed is more.
So you did go last night?
Yes, yeah.
So what'd you think, man?
I thought it was good for the Chiefs. Chiefs fan now, and so yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had about, I think there was probably 15 total Royals players that went to the game, and so we loved it. We enjoyed it.
Because Mahomes is a part owner of the team.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. He's kind of our boss in a way. So, but yeah, he's just a role model for Kansas City. So we're all supporting him.
Sure,
the Chiefs.
That makes sense. But so, how many times do you see Mahomes coming to Royals games?
He comes every once in a while. He'll come in the clubhouse. He threw out the first pitch last year, one of the games after they won the Super Bowl. They brought the trophy.
Was it a strike?
Or actually, Travis Kelce threw out the first pitch. They all came out. Caught it. Kelce threw a strike right down the middle. So redeemed himself from the pitch he threw before in Cleveland. So, yeah.
Cleveland, no good.
Yeah.
Did he throw heat? Did it pop your glove?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was a little bit of a cutter. It was good right down the middle. So he was working on it in the cage, him and Patrick. Patrick was kind of giving him some lessons how to throw and everything, and how Travis is. He was feeling himself, feeling good, and then threw a strike right down the middle.
Well, you and Patrick have something in common, not only in immense popularity here, but also sons of baseball players.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Pretty much. It's Bobby Witt Jr. is here on the Rich Eisen Show, and the perfect way for us to finish up our week here in Kansas City with one of the best baseball players in Major League Baseball. And I'm back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com
or just stop by. This man leads Major League Baseball in batting average, 30 homers, 97 runs batted in. The Royals taking on the Twins tonight, and they are in position to make the playoffs in a significant way in the American League. Bobby Witt Jr. is here on the Rich Eisen Show, and that's a worthy of a round
yes,
of applause.
Yes, of course.
Sure. For sure.
You know what I mean?
Now, in our Roku channel audience, that was just for the TV, now we're one big happy simulcast here. You said you were at the Chiefs game last night. How many Royals were there last night?
There was four with me in the suite we were in, and then there was kind of guys everywhere else.
Who was around with you? Who was with
me? Me, Vinny Pasquantino,
yeah.
MJ Melendez, and Kyle Isbell.
Okay. So some significant Kansas City yes, Royals yeah. were all hanging out there.
Yeah, and then Salvi was a couple suites over, so we saw him waving at
you're waving
him.
At Salvi? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Where were you in relation to Taylor Swift?
I think she was lower than us.
Okay.
So I think she's, she was down.
Have you gotten to meet
I've just seen her, like, in person. Which is kind of
from afar?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. How do we get her to a Royals game? How do we do this, Bobby?
I don't know. We win some more games, go deep in the playoffs, I think, maybe.
That's how it'll work. So you said you're now a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, well, kind of. So I grew up a Patriots fan. So,
my goodness. Oh,
yeah. I think Bobby and I just became best friends.
BFFs? Is that a Brady thing? Is that
my dad's from Massachusetts, okay. So growing up, huge Patriots, Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, so just love them all. And then all the winning that went around it was pretty easy to root for. And then Brady was my guy, and then drafted in 2019, and then Mahomes was drafted a little bit before me, and then just kind of seeing what he's doing for the city and everything. Sure. My sister got me a Mahomes jersey, in 2019, so yeah. I had that, and then just kind of became a fan, and they started winning, so I was like, all right, it's kind of easy transition. The Patriots are kind of like, and then the Chiefs are going up a little bit, so it's, I don't want to be a bandwagoner, but it kind of fit perfectly.
Well, you have to be a Chiefs fan in this town.
Yeah, oh yeah. Now I'm huge. Went to the Super Bowl in Arizona, gone to probably six games now.
Okay. And Mahomes owns a piece of the Royals. Mm-hmm. So this is good for business, basically.
No doubt. Oh yeah.
You know, and here in Kansas City, folks are absolutely over the moon about what you're doing with the Royals right now. So my question for you is, what's your first baseball memory? Because you were born right around when your dad stopped playing, right? Pretty
yes,
much.
Yeah.
So when did you realize your dad was a ball player? When did that first happen for you? Do you remember?
I think it was just when I was, as far as I can remember, is just knowing that my dad in 2001 was his last year, he won a World Series. So just having that World Series ring, me seeing it, like putting it on when I was little and everything, yeah. That's when I knew, like, oh, this is a big deal. Because there wasn't a whole lot of, there was video of him, but like it was kind of hard to go back in the archives, no offense to my dad and everything. But,
right.
Yeah, so, but and then just him always telling me the stories about the guys he played with and everything. And then when I started to understand that he was played for 16 years in the big leagues, I was like, wow, this is pretty special. I want to be able to do that. And so I just kind of always wanted to follow his footsteps in a way, but I position player, he was a pitcher. So then that's kind of how I kind of started my own little legacy.
And so, and your own little legacy, no question about it. When did you realize that you had a special gift for it though, Bobby?
I always, like, in high school, middle school, I always played football and baseball. I wanted to go to University of Oklahoma to do both football and baseball. But
like Kyler Murray?
Yeah, kind of like Kyler Murray, everything. Baker Mayfield was there and everything. So that kind of was my dream. My parents went to Oklahoma. So then once I hit, like, high school, and then Texas high school football is pretty crazy. I played my first year, and then you wanted to do spring football, summer football camps. I'm like, man. And then I got an opportunity to play for Team USA and stuff. And then at that point, I was like, all right, baseball is a little bit a bigger deal than football. And so at that point, I was like, all right. Now I want to get drafted. I committed to Oklahoma as a freshman in high school. So I was like, all right, got that done. And now the next step is to play professional baseball. And so that was my goal. And so that's what I kind of worked for. And then so at that point, baseball was pretty much my life. And so, yeah.
What was your position in football?
I was a receiver and cornerback. So I played kind of both ways. And then so, yeah, I did that.
My God, that's just me. You've heard of Bo Jackson, right?
I mean, oh yeah.
he's worn your current uniform many, many different times. So, was your baseball coach basically saying, like, what are you doing out there? Like, you're taking hits on Friday nights under the lights. Like, what are you doing?
They were all good with it. It was more so like the opposite. My dad was like, really, you're quitting football? Like, he was kind of on to me about that, and I was like, yeah, like, because it's just the team aspect of it. Like, I never wanted to quit anything, and so that was probably one of the hardest decisions I ever made. Just not playing football. And so once that happened, sophomore year, high school, and then just kind of the summer showcases started happening, and then getting noticed, being ranked this number one player or whatever. And then so I was like, all right, it's all on paper. Now I got to go out and prove it that it's true. And so I just kind of worked for that and just always wanted to kind of make family, friends, everyone proud. And so then I just kind of locked in on baseball.
Where did winning the home run derby in high school in Nationals Park hit? When did that happen?
Yeah, that was in 2018. So that was my junior year, going into my senior year summer.
How old were you then?
17, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, that was that summer. And so it was pretty, that summer was crazy just with, I think I ended up staying in my bed at home that summer for 10 days or something like that. And so it was just always traveling. The summer showcases, the All-American games, all this stuff. So it was pretty, it was a whirlwind, but it was a blast. And so at that point, my dad was like, this is kind of not what minor league baseball, just traveling around, but this is kind of what it's like, staying in the hotels, waking up early, playing here, there, all different types of stadiums, playing against different people. So at that point, I was like, I love it. And so that was one of those things, too, is like that moment where I want to do this. I want to do this for my living.
Bobby Witt Jr. is here on the Rich Eisen Show, bona fide MVP candidate and getting ready for what appears to be a big playoff season here for the Kansas City Royals. We had George Brett on the show, and I don't know if it filtered to you what he said, but I'd like to play for you what he said when he was on this program. Hit it.
We might have one of the best young players in baseball in Bobby Witt, and hopefully he'll be able to finish his career in Kansas City. He's something really special. This guy is the best young Royal player I've ever seen in my life.
No kidding.
Yeah, he is unbelievable. He's fun to watch. He's like Bo Jackson. I will never go to the bathroom, never turn my back, never get in a conversation when he's sitting. I watch.
So George Brett is holding it in, Bobby. What do you think of when you hear that? You see?
Yeah, it's truly an honor just being able to hear that from one of the greatest Royals of all time, one of the greatest hitters of all time. And so just being able to hear that, because he'll shoot you straight too. If you're not doing well, he'll tell you that too. And so being able to hear that and just those kind words is awesome.
Do you talk hitting with him? Again, I know, you know, he's one of the greatest left-handed hitters of all time, but do you talk hitting with George?
Yeah, definitely. He talks a lot of hitting with all the guys, but he has his philosophies, and now I feel like the game has changed a little bit around involved, but there's right. also bits and pieces that's good for us too. He's really good about telling us just to hit the ball hard, not far, and
right.
home runs kind of happen, not by accident, but they just happen just because you put a good swing on the ball, and the ball happens to go over the fence.
So how are you able to just maintain, you know, some level-headedness? Again, we just met. I'm picking up from you that you've got humility, you're humble, and you're kind of just taking it one swing at a time or whatever. Where do you find that from, Bobby?
Yeah, I think it just kind of comes from my family, just how I was raised, just with, I have three older sisters, my parents, and then just my fiance has been great just for me and just try to keep me even keel throughout everything, because I know I'm in this spot and I got this opportunity that I have to play professional baseball in the big leagues that a lot of kids don't have the opportunity. So I just got to go out there and just take things day by day and just control what I can control through my process and
right.
enjoy every day.
Yeah. Where'd you meet your fiance? Here in town?
In Texas at high school. She was the softball shortstop, and so we kind of had that going for us, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, what's her game like? I mean, what do you got?
She could – good defense, could hit, and okay. she went to college, played softball 4 years in Louisiana, so she did that, and now she's done playing. Now she's working out, kind of just – doing her thing and personal training stuff. And so, yeah, she's been great for me. And she knows whenever, like, the good things, she played softball, she's been around the game. And so she knows whenever things aren't going well to kind of give me some space, when things are going good to kind of hype me up and stuff. And so she's got that down.
Is she also helping you hit sliders and stuff?
Yeah, sometimes. She actually thrown BP to me a couple of times. We've hit together, and that didn't go well at the time. But, yeah, so, yeah.
What's her name?
Maggie.
Maggie, okay. Yeah. Not to put any pressure, but, you know, with her abilities and yours, Bobby Witt III is going to be awesome.
That's the goal.
Bobby Three Sticks is going to be amazing.
Bobby Three Sticks.
I like it.
Bobby Witt Jr. here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so I'm talking to you, but I also see there's a friend of yours on the Rich Eisen Show green room couch over there here on the Roku Sports Channel. Is that who I think it is?
Oh, yeah.
Would you want to introduce our fellow guest here on the program?
Vinny Pasquantino, Royals first baseman.
Good to see you, Vinny. How are you?
Hey. Thank you.
I'm great.
Okay. Now, do I see, Vinny, a New York Jets shirt on your body?
Yeah, the problem is that it's from 1981.
AFC East.
That's legitimately a 40-year-old shirt right there.
43 years old, right, Sam? You did the math? Yeah.
Okay.
My wife just got it for me the other day, so I figured I'd rock it today.
Dude, so you're a Jet fan?
It's the only reason I found you.
What does that mean? What do you mean that you
found? I wanted some Jets information in my life when they weren't very good.
Okay. Which is the last 13 years, right?
You know, and I wanted it to be like realistic and not crazy New York fandom.
Okay.
So I found myself to L.A. and, you know.
All right.
Show.
So you take
talk
in,
about the Jets.
Are you so?
Yes, we do.
You found me.
Yeah.
And I found you now.
Yep, that's right.
Why do you like the Jets?
Because Vinny Testaverde was the quarterback when I was growing up, and I said that's my name. I don't know. Man, ever since then, I've, you know, been here now. So,
oh man,
I don't really know any Jets fans. So.
And how old are you right now?
How old am I?
Yeah, where were you born?
26.
26. Okay. Yeah. If only your name was Tom, man.
If my name was Tom, I'd be in a really good spot right now. Really good
right?
spot.
Oh, yeah. Bobby knows.
But I'm going to be in a really good spot this year, too. So
you're feeling it right now.
Yeah. Come on. How could you not? I was hurt last year, so I was at the opening night game.
When Vinny was there.
I got a picture on my phone, met him on the sidelines. They brought me over and introduced me to him. But it was the anniversary of him tearing his Achilles, too.
I know. That's why I was wondering, why would they even have him there?
The worst part was that in the stadium, there was no signal. So everybody's just glued to the blue tent. Like, what's happening? Nobody knows what's going on. There's too many people there, so you don't have signal on your phone. And all of a sudden, you just kind of hear whispers of Achilles around the stadium. Like, no. But then we won.
So what happens, right, Bobby, when the Patriots play the Jets? What happens?
There's some rivalries kind of back.
There's been some wagers thrown around the last few years.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And do you make that this year, Bobby? Or are you confident?
I might need some points or something. But yeah.
See, this is what happens. Lots. You know, you go for two decades where you don't lose. I never gave up any points.
You didn't?
Oh, come on.
Dude.
Come on. I believe in my team always.
On.
I have multiple tweets out there talking about Zach Wilson taking us to the Super Bowl. So,
have you erased those tweets?
Probably.
Hold on, I'm looking those up.
This is amazing. Amazing Jet fan Vinny Pasquantino talking about the Vinny Summit last year, the Pasquantino Testaverde Summit that happened last year. And you, Bobby Wood Jr., is there a Royals fantasy football league?
Yes, you're speaking to the commissioner.
The commissioner!
Oh.
Of two of them. Yeah, we've got a guillotine league as well.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to play a guillotine.
I wanted to do it.
So just so I'm aware, a guillotine league, are you in this one too,
yes,
Bobby?
Yes.
Okay, so if you finish last in the week, you're not only done, but all your players are thrown into the waiver wire, so there's a first and a second and a third round draft choice in somebody's fantasy league that's available on the waiver wire.
But by fab dollars. So, and every player costs at least $1. So at the end of the year, you could pick up players, but have $0 left, can't pick up anybody.
So you're in this. Who else is in this league?
I didn't even know.
Everybody.
Who else?
I didn't even know that.
There's, I think, what is it, 18 people?
18 people.
Yeah. It's an 18-team league?
Yeah,
one a week.
Until somebody's okay, left. For the guillotine. And then, so then how many teams are in the
12. 12 teams, and then some guys have two guys per team. And so I think there's probably
damn near the whole roster. Look at this. So what's your team name?
The Goon Squad.
The Goon Squad.
Can you tell the story of why it's the Goon Squad?
Yes. This is why we have teammates here live on the Roku channel, sports channel. What do you got?
Yeah, so we were in Cleveland last week, and so it was like a rain delay, not a lot of fans there. And then all of a sudden I'm going to plate, and you just hear, Bobby's a goon. Like these four guys are just chanting Bobby's a goon.
They were just ripping them.
Yeah, and so I think I struck out whenever they were saying that too. And then we had a rain delay. That happened, and then we come back out, and I'm like, oh, they're gone. And then they're still there. There's probably 20 people in the stands, and these four dudes are still there. So
still calling you a goon?
Yeah.
Through the rain?
Yeah, they're still doing it, and then I think I end up getting a hit that at bat or something, and we end up winning the game and stuff. And so, like, we were just kind of joking in the dugout and stuff after, like, what are they saying? And then so I was just like, all right, make it the Goon Squad kind of.
So that's why you're the Goon Squad?
Yeah.
All right. What's your team name, Vinny?
Easy Breezy.
Why is that?
Breece Hall. That's why.
Oh, did you get him?
Of course. Of course. And I get bought every year. Somebody will offer me like Garrett Wilson or something, and I take him for a ridiculous price.
You are a diehard Jet fan.
Yeah.
Amazing. Dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
You and I, man.
Rich could have had Garrett Wilson in our draft.
Yes.
But
he didn't take him, Vinny.
Well, you know, there's a piece of it where it's you don't want to draft your own players because it's heartbreaking when they don't get it done on the field and on your fantasy team. It's tough.
Well, I'm just going to come out and say the reason why I didn't take him. Okay,
you got to tell yourself.
I don't care. I mean, because this shows that I'm a lead pipe wielding professional with what I do.
He wields lead pipes, Vinny.
I am an NFL Network announcer for the game Jets and Vikings. I will be on, and I don't want any Jets on my team. Yeah. I'm just going to go straight down the line. I'm calling the action straight up, and also you know, I'm twice your age, dude, and I wear the emotional scars. Can you see them? 55 years of emotional scars. I was a 3-month-old embryo when the Jets won their one Super Bowl championship.
Okay? You're at least doing something.
I look at you, and I see bright-eyed, you know, optimism, and it's inspiring, Vinny. You inspire me, but deep down, I'm a hollow shell of a man. You understand?
When it comes to the Jets.
I'm getting there. I mean, if this year goes bad, too, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, look, I wish Easy Breezy good luck.
Thank you.
You know, on that front. Who's won? Have you won the league ever?
No.
Bobby?
Tell them where you finished last year, Bobby.
It was
Vinny and then me, the bottom, last year.
You finished DFL?
Yeah, last.
What's the penalty for that?
We had no penalty, which was good, last year. And so
the penalty is you lose money.
No, I understand that, but
you just get to wear that.
Commissioner Vinny, it's usually more than that. You know, like didn't I see this year someone on the Blue Jays had to be a bat boy because am I right? Did I see that?
Someone was
a bat boy for a day because they finished last in the Blue Jays fantasy football league.
I mean, the popular one is like the 24 hours at Waffle House. Yeah. Like that's super popular now.
I've seen some good ones.
They talked about us having to do like you sit out in spring training and have. You have to sign autographs throughout a whole spring training game or something.
Yes, sir.
You can't say no. You can sign. You have to sign for an hour straight, whatever people want you to sign.
All right. We don't know what it's going to be, but
okay. Well, good luck to the Goons. Who's on the Goon Squad?
Jordan Love tonight. Got him quarterback.
Okay.
Him and Jaden Reed.
So you're doubling up. Yep. Very good. Interesting. Good style.
Bijan Robinson was my first pick, so I was right after Vinny.
Okay.
And then I don't even really know. I had. The Chiefs defense last night and Pacheco last night.
Okay.
So, decent little game.
Okay.
So, yeah. I had Mark Andrews, too. So, I was like rooting him for him not to have a bad or a good game, but not to have a good game. So, I wish that tight ends were kind of swapped.
Understood.
Yeah.
I got you. You could have gotten the likely, you know, bonanza and the Chiefs win.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, any Tommy Pham, Jock Peterson moments in your fantasy base? Right.
But Tommy Pham is in our guillotine league. So.
Uh-oh.
Tommy Pham is on the team, yeah.
He's on the
I know that, so that's why I'm asking. Yeah. I mean,
he told me to set a timer yesterday or 2 days ago during the draft. I set a timer immediately.
No one's getting slapped out there.
There was no question.
What Tommy says goes.
I'm going to go ahead and set it.
Are the waiver wire, was that what it was? Was it like an IR situation that he and Jock had a problem with? He accused Jock of stashing?
Stashing.
Yeah. No clue, and I'm not asking. Our rules are laid out. They're set. As far as I know, we're good to go.
Good for you. Good for you. Boy, being in a fantasy football league with Tommy Pham, that is...
It's exciting.
It's on the edge. You're living on the edge.
He's playing good, too. Hit a homer the other night. Fantasy football season around the corner. You know, Tommy Pham gets hot, you know?
That's right.
Before I let you go, Bobby Witt, by the way, Vinny, it's you're a delight to meet. And so... there's a home run that you hit recently that I just want to ask you about. We've got a still of it right here. I have no idea how you hit a home run from that ball being. I mean, that's what, a good 3 inches above the zone right there? Four feet off the ground? How did you do that?
I was just kind of looking for a fastball, and then I saw it, and I know it was a little up in the zone, but I was able to kind of get the bat there, I guess, the barrel to the ball. That's the point of the game, just get the barrel on the ball and let it go.
Have you ever hit a ball that high out of the park? Is that
maybe in high school? Not in pro ball, I don't think.
Yeah.
Maybe in the home run derby, too. I think there's one up there, too.
Dude, so what would it mean, do you think, to bring another World Series championship to this town for you to do it right now?
That's the goal. That's why I kind of signed the extension here. That's why I'm here, and so that's the ultimate goal and everything. Like, you can put all the stats away. That's why I play this game, is just to win a World Series.
Because you know that's what, you know, team sports in popular towns usually, you know, as this mass hole to my right will tell you, not to call your dad that, but, you know, when Brady and the Patriots started winning, the Celtics won, and then, you know, then the Bruins won, yep. And then it just kept on cascading. The Red Sox started breaking their streak. I'm wondering, do you think about that, watching the Chiefs doing what they're doing?
100%. That's why, like, go to the game last night, you see just the buzz in the crowd for the opening night, and just like, we want to bring that to Kauffman. We want to do that, and we hear about 2014, 2015 all the time. We want to kind of start our own legacy here in Kansas City, and the Chiefs are doing it. We want to follow their footsteps, and so that's really the goal, and we want to do that, and we want to do that soon.
Can't thank you enough for taking the time. I know you guys have a big game tonight against the Twins. Thanks for coming here. I greatly appreciate it. You said Vinny was telling you to do this show today, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Look at us, man. You and I, we're never going to be separated again.
Thank you.
I found new friends.
Well, it seems like we have a weekly Jets correspondent.
You want to?
I mean, don't tempt me with a good time.
good time, huh? Okay. We'll do that. I'm happy to. I will offload.
Tuesdays with Vinny.
Tuesdays with Vinny.
You know what I mean?
Could follow Overreaction Monday with Tuesdays with me.
There you go.
Now we're talking.
Dude, you're a consumer of the Rich Eisen show over there. You're not joking.
I like to.
Well, go ahead.
I like to watch, like, YouTube when I eat.
Cool.
So, and, like, you've seen me, I eat quite a bit. So, I'm locked into YouTube quite a bit.
We're a known digestive.
Yeah, thank you. I agree.
By the way.
How's the thumb, Vinny?
It's good. It's good. We're going to find out more today.
Okay.
But we got the cast off, so we're moving in the right direction.
Nice. Let's go.
Well, in the meantime, just make sure that you're healthy for the playoffs. And one way to do it is make sure Tommy Pham's happy in this fantasy.
You said it.
You know what I mean?
Legitimately scared of Tommy Pham. He's like, yes, whatever.
He's a smart guy.
Whatever, Mr. Pham.
Bobby Witt Jr., what a pleasure to meet you. Let's hope. You're welcome back here anytime.
Awesome.
Vinny Pasquantino, you are as welcome here as well, sir.
Good to see you. Stop in studio next time you're in LA.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Yeah, please do so. Great to see you guys. We're a perfect way to send us into our final segment here in Kansas City this week. We're back on the Rich Eisen Show in a moment. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I got a recruiting story. You want to hear a recruiting?
Please.
You think Harbaugh's crazy. So I'm recruiting, right, for Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fire real?
It is definitely not real.
So
it's a television set, Steve.
I'm recruiting back in Minnesota, and it's like January, all right? And it's snow, and it's cold, and everything
this
like that.
That's when you were the HC of Cal. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yeah. So we're sitting around at a home visit, right? Family visit.
Yeah.
So the kids there, the mom and dad, little sisters are there, grandparents are there, and we're just kind of having hot chocolate, right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, you know, we're talking about let's go to Cal, you know, it's great school, best in the world, and all that stuff.
Yes.
And so when you sit there for several hours, sometimes the conversation's good and sometimes it drags, all right? So it started to drag and I was running out of things to say, if you can imagine that.
Yeah, right.
And so there it was snowing out and it was cold and it was cool. It was just awesome being in there, you know? Mm-hmm. And there was a cat sitting over by the fireplace,
mm-hmm.
right? Like
just like this fire.
Just like this fire when it was a real fire, Rich.
Yeah.
And it was a cat and it was all curled up and it looked so cozy, so awesome.
Yeah.
And then conversation was dragging a little bit. I went, ugh. Wouldn't you just love to be that cat right now? And everybody looked at the cat, and just as everybody looked, it rolled over and started licking himself all over the place. Like, grandma looked at me like, what? I didn't get that kid, all right? It didn't go well after that.
Kind of went downhill.
Oh, yeah, but that cat.
Oh, my gosh.
That cat just kind of screwed me over a little bit. And he's like,
wow.
Timing is everything.
Looked like it was screwing itself over.
Oh, man.
You're telling me.
Cozy for a while.
I didn't get that kid. That's my favorite part of that. About that video. No, I didn't get that kid, all right? Fantastic. The NFL season, again, has just begun, as we all know. And don't miss a moment of the action with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. When bundled together, you get the most live NFL games all in one place. The multi-view feature, it's their signature. You can watch up to four NFL games at once, a total game changer for NFL and fantasy football fans alike, yes. Like the two Royals that we just had.
And Tommy Pham.
Sign up today at youtube.com/NFLST. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games. That was just fantastic.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Everything we wanted and more.
Two young
didn't know Vinny
stud
was coming.
Baseball player. I had no idea.
Yeah,
let alone
yeah.
I know that he's out there on our YouTube feed while he's eating.
Yeah.
Well, and
he's a big Rich Eisen fan.
By the way, that's a big no-no in our house.
Oh, no YouTube.
No screens, no YouTube while you're eating.
While eating. Really?
No.
Can't do it.
It's no good. Because honestly, Coop will be watching Bobby Witt Jr. highlights if we let him.
Yes.
While eating.
Yes.
You know?
Good point.
So at any rate, it's just awesome. It's great because, you know, and I told this to Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino.
You were telling Vinny when you were coming up.
For both of them that, you know, that Major League Baseball players don't appear on national shows like this one. Because it's not that we don't ask.
Yeah.
A lot of them just don't do it. I don't know. They either figure they don't have to or they shouldn't take the time to do it. I mean, again, they're playing the Twins tonight. Now, I know Vinny's on the shelf, but Bobby Witt Jr. is playing the Twins tonight, and he took some time to, I don't know how far he lives from here, but he took the time to come here and hang out and show he's a human.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's got a fiance who's, you know, helping him. You know, hit curves and things of that nature, and
cool personality,
right.
And
Vinny they're in a fantasy league. Tommy Pham, like that when he said, Tommy Pham said to set a timer. I did that right away.
I mean, it was a timer. It's like Vinny should be doing stand up,
like whatever you want,
great.
Mr. Pham.
It's great.
That was awesome.
And he's like a big fan of the Jets because Vinny Testaverde was the quarterback, and they shared the same name.
Yeah, he's from Virginia.
I know.
Like, why would he be a Jets fan?
Yeah, but when you hear his last name, and Testaverde is probably the closest thing that he's ever heard.
Pasquantino.
Of course.
So,
man, oh, man, that was really fun.
Yeah,
what a fun week we've had here.
Awesome.
This was great.
Perfect ending
to
the perfect week here in KC.
College football this weekend, bro.
You nervous?
He got his ring, bro.
You know what? I'm playing with house money as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, Texas looks like
a contender.
Yeah. Well, they look like we did.
Yeah.
Which is you've got your established future pro quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got, or at least where you think he's going to the pros. And you've got returning studs all over the place.
Yep.
Coaching staff intact. And you've got nothing but incredible momentum from having made the national semifinal the year before. And finding, you know,
and coming up short. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so Texas looks like that team. And they boat raced their first opponent.
Yeah.
Boat raced them. And they're coming to Ann Arbor to put their marker down.
Yep.
And Michigan's got a new two new coordinators.
Coach.
You know, I mean, Sharon is a coach from last year. I mean, let's not forget, he's the coach who beat Ohio State last year.
True.
And Penn State.
True.
Two new quarterbacks. They're rotating quarterbacks. They're trying to find some continuity on both sides of the ball. And so I understand why Michigan is a touchdown underdog, right? 7.5?
7.5 now, yeah.
Right? So that's the first game.
That's first up. That's at noon.
Yeah,
noon Eastern.
Dude, and then Nebraska, Colorado.
That is going to be
a real fun
really
one.
Fun, man. Yeah. A lot of points.
You know, Shador and Dylan Raiola and that kid Travis Hunter. I mean, he's going to have to play every snap.
Yeah, Case had two snaps. Yeah, he sat on two last week.
Because Nebraska does feel like they
got momentum,
right?
Yeah,
and it's now a couple of years into the Matt Rhule program, right?
Three.
And two. This is his third season there, and so he's gotten some. You know, he's
really good college coach.
This is when he started turning everything around in his previous spots with Temple and Baylor. So, you know, that's a pretty big football game as well on the docket.
Iowa State tomorrow. And Iowa, their offense suddenly was like, whoa, where'd that come from last week? So, sneaky good game.
I can't wait for that. And as I head back, what do you think happens tonight? What do you got tonight?
Oh, man. Two great teams I think can go to the Super Bowl.
I know. Don't talk it out. What do you got for me? What do you got?
I'm going to take Green Bay tonight. I picked them to win the Super Bowl yesterday, so they got to start strong.
What about you?
I'm going to go the opposite side. I'm going to take the Eagles.
Why are you taking the Eagles?
That hurt you to do that?
Well, it didn't make me feel good.
What's more painful for you, choosing the Eagles or watching us on the spot create a fantasy league for the rest of the Rich Eisen show?
I mean,
after you spent years.
Hold on. It's so
close. He has Saquon Barkley.
And that was the other point I was getting to.
Yeah.
Now the reason why is because I do have Saquon. I'm playing you. I'd like to just really smash you in fantasy this week. So, yeah, that played into
this
my
league is going to be so good for content this year. You have no idea.
Which is what I wanted 6 years ago, but everybody turned me down.
Stop it.
Everybody out there, please know that starting Monday, live episodes of this show start streaming on the Roku Sports Channel every single weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern Time. Just search for Roku Sports Channel. And if you miss an episode, don't worry. You can always catch replay streaming 24/7 on the Rich Eisen Channel or in the Rich Eisen Show Collection, part of our relationship with Roku. Same day replays are available for the moment starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Our guests on Monday's program, Richard Sherman, Julian Edelman, and Chris Long.
Wow.
To break down all of the week one Sunday action and get you ready for Monday Night Football with the Jets and the San Francisco 49ers.
Who do you like tonight?
Oh, I like the Eagles tonight.
Okay.
I almost took the Eagles to make the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
Where it would be Chiefs-Eagles again.
Yeah.
I almost did that. But, you know, I do need to see what they do on the back end of their defense. They're
totally
young,
agree.
and I'm wondering if that's the win.
Totally agree.
And is Vic Fangio the fix on that side of the ball as well?
Yeah, two new coordinators again. So that's
right.
That was an issue last year.
So that's tonight. And I want to thank today's guests in our final day here in Kansas City. It was fun with Bobby Witt Jr. Everybody's bringing a friend. You brought Vinny Pasquantino.
Right. Of course.
And it started with Eric Stonestreet bringing Brett Veach. And I want to thank everybody here at the Harlow for rolling out the red carpet and the entire Rich Eisen Show crew, soup to nuts, for us to be here for a kickoff. It's a new one for us, and hopefully we get to do it every single
Thank you,
year.
Man.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rich. Great job.
Thank you all the guys behind the camera.
We are signing off from Kansas City at the Total Wireless Studio. We're back on the air Monday.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt, movie director James Mangold.
I'd want to turn Bob Dylan into a simple character with a simple thing to unlock that then makes you go, now I get him. First time I sat down with him, he said, what's this movie about, Jim? It's about a guy who's choking to death in Minnesota and reinvents himself in a brand new place, becomes phenomenally successful, starts to choke to death again, and runs away. And he smiled. He was like, I like that.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.